Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I gotta be honest, I'm not really sure what direction I am. I suppose I'm northwest. I'm in Olney? Am I in Olney? I'm in Rockville at Norbeck Country Club. Fired up for today. We are here for the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. It is a beautiful day at Norbeck Country Club. My name is JP Finley. Today, I am not joined by Brian Mitchell because he's crazy enough to ride a bicycle to the beach. Instead, we got Tobo here. Toby Altizer, what's up, buddy?
Dude, I'm feeling a lot better because James Wood is on my baseball team. If not, I'd be in real trouble.
So let's start there. I mean, the hoops last night was pretty good. Just kind of a blowout. The Pacers came out on fire. But I'll go left hand up on this. Shout out to Lee. I didn't watch any baseball yesterday. I was playing golf at Kinloch down in Richmond, which is just a truly, truly special, special place. That game started at like 1:15, Toby?
Yeah, nice early start. And
we teed off at 1:10. So I don't blame you
for missing it then.
You know me. Like, I watch the games. I watch the O's. I watch the Nats. I watch Wednesday night, which was, I mean, just so, so bad. I may or may not have been at Millie's on Mass Ave with my buddy Ewalt watching that game, and it was just so, so bad. And then this losing streak gets to 11, and I'm just like, oh, my God. If it gets to 12, that's the longest in franchise history. So I cared about yesterday's game, but I cared more to play Kinloch. But, dude, it was wild. So, Toby, I want you to take me through it, but I just want to tell you how this all went down. So we played, then there was a rain delay. We got brought inside. Then we're back out on the course, and we were playing. Because at this point, you know, after a rain delay, we're talking late evening, 6:30 or something. And we're kind of playing as like a sevensome because there's nobody out there, and you can kind of just do what you want at that point in the night. And one dude got like a text. Like, I don't know exactly which guy it was or how the news emerged, but it was like, oh, my God, James Wood hit a walk-off. They won. They finally won. And, dude, for me personally, I felt this, like, sense of relief. I was just like, thank God. Because for me, dude, it's pretty apparent they're not firing Davey. So, like, you just want the losing streak to end so they could just kind of get back to normal baseball business, right? Like, did you feel relief by it?
100%. Like, I was telling Grant and Danny sitting in the press box, I was like, can we just get back to the usual – you know, winning 3 out of 11 and, you know, being 3-8 for a stretch instead of losing 11 straight. Just go back to the regular losing times, not the crazy ones where you lose 11 straight. But
right.
So yesterday they go out there, they're scoreless through 3 innings, bottom of the 4th, James Wood hits a home run into the red seats out there. My petition, JP, is that we rename those seats out there, you know, the ones I'm talking about, just left of center field where they got the building. We need to call those the wood pile and then call that building the woodshed. Because he likes hitting home runs there. I think he's hit at least 3 or 4 out there. But regardless, he hits one there, so they're up 2-0. Then
Toby, listen, you're a nice young man. relatively naive in the ways of the world. You got to be a little careful throwing the term wood around all the time, all right? Because there's guys like Jeff. There are people out there that some things can be misinterpreted. I do like the idea of the wood pile, though. I could be into that.
Well, so regardless, he hits it in the wood pile seats. I'm going to call that on my Twitter. So regardless, that's what they're called from now on for me, is the wood
1500
pile.
1,500 people will know exactly what you're talking
2,000
about.
2,000 people. Come on, JP. But then they give it right back, and then you go to extra innings, and Zach Brixey, shout out the Virginia Tech Hokies, Virginia Tech Hokie product. He
All
comes
roads
out,
lead back to Blacksburg he pitched, when it comes to Tobel Oberhauser.
Pitched really, really well, scoreless in the top of the 10th, and then they come out in the bottom of the 10th, and they bunt, they bring in Alex Call and bunt Brady House over to third. And then first pitch, Ahmed Rosario with the infield in, hits it to second base. So they don't score in that inning. And then top half of the 11th, they score a run. Ryan Lutis gets his first win because James Wood down to his final out. So they're in a similar situation, JP. They bunt with Jacob Young to move the runner over to third base. They pinch run Riley Adams for K-Bear. Then C.J. Abrams, I think it was the first pitch, hits one that's like a low screamer that their first baseman snags and then tags the bag. So now they're two outs, and I'm sitting there, JP, if you could have seen me. I got my head
two
in my
Two outs,
hand.
Runners on? Or
just one runner on, the ghost okay. runner, right? Guy at third
oh,
base.
Oh, God, it's so dumb.
And I'm just rubbing my temples and just sitting there like I'm
You're
like
freaked. You're all the way freaked.
I'm like,
me.
There's no way that this is going to happen again. There's no way. And I was like, at least James Wood is up. Let's see what happens. And Grant and I are talking like, there's no way they pitch to him, right? Why would you pitch to him? I don't care who else is up next. It's not James Wood.
Well, one thing that's important to keep in mind in this scenario, Toby, the Rockies also suck.
Correct.
So they don't know what they're doing, and their bullpen sucks.
Yeah.
So, like, keep that in mind as you're like, of course you're not going to pitch to this dude. Please,
well,
continue.
Well, and the guy that they brought in had been mowing him down all series. Seth Halverson's throwing like 102. He'd been kind of nasty. So he throws a ball, and you're like, oh, they're not going to pitch to him. And then he does pitch to him, and James Wood parks it in center field. It came off the bat hot, as it always does for James Wood. It was like, oh, is it have enough carry? Because it came off a little bit high. Sure enough, it lands in the berm there in center field, and it was crazy just seeing the reaction. Because James Wood never shows any emotion,
yeah,
and even he
stoic.
Was fired up. So
right,
I think
so
there's some relief for sure.
I haven't seen it yet. And I just had to sit through like 90 seconds of commercials on MLB.com. But I have the video. I'm going to enjoy the walk-off live right now. All right. Pitch is up. Wow. He watched that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
If that was a putt, he walked that in. Damn, he almost hit the curly W out
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Just a bomb.
He's so
what
special.
What was that, like 430?
I can't remember. I know it was like 110 off the bat. It was
what
just
is his bat speed? I mean, he is flying through that ball.
Yeah, I'll look it up for you. He's special. He really is. And
God, that's a bomb.
He's just
that is
so
straight
good.
Away deep center.
He's just so good. He's someone that always has that, you know, smooth heartbeat. And it's funny because I ran into his parents on the way out of the ballpark.
Could they be nicer people?
They're so nice.
Yeah.
And his dad is just the same sort of demeanor as him, whereas like. It was as if he'd just done the most routine thing ever, but he just hit a walk-off to end an 11-game losing streak.
I mean, I think he might be from around here. Isn't he an only guy? Yeah. I mean, Mr. Wood, if you're around, come hang out. I got plenty of chairs. The promotions team's got me set up with like 7 chairs. I think they're disappointed. It's just me here, but, you know, we'll persevere.
Bat speed, JP, he's in the 96th percentile of baseball, 76 miles an hour.
I mean, of course he is. All right, so I just saw the other home run now. Shout out to MLB.com. If you sit through 2.5 minutes of commercials, you get to watch 2 home runs. Dude, I mean, we did this a while back. Like, the comps are just bananas on this kid, and you don't want to get too caught up. And I'm not here for, like, a they-won't-pay-him-eventually conversation. I mean, how many years is he under team control? Like, 7?
He's still here for a while.
Let's just shut up with that. Like, it's okay to just enjoy the moment. Should we do – so I really like this game. I am going to search James Wood on Twitter, and we'll see what the tweets are because I bet they're pretty outrageous.
They're plenteous. So you'll appreciate this, JP. So before the season starts, I was looking at what kind of lines they had for James Wood, and his over-under was 18.5 home runs, which he blew by yesterday with 2. And
hold on, his preseason future bet was 8.5 home runs?
18.5.
Oh, well, hell, he still already got it.
Well, so I was like, oh, that's an easy over. So I threw a couple bucks on it. At least I thought. I checked a couple days later to see how much I'd win and found out I bet the under. So yesterday I lost a few dollars.
You're like Chief A1 James Woodstan, and you accidentally bet the under on his homer future?
I was very happy that he screwed my bet.
I mean, you might just have to do that every year now. That might just have to be a thing.
I'm down for it.
What if... So did you go in the clubhouse afterwards?
I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately.
Why? What did you have to do? You don't have anything to do.
I mean, I work, JP. I'm a hard worker.
You had to do updates?
I had to
tape one. Go in the clubhouse.
Well, I did, and every single one had Dave Jagler's call in it because it was so fantastic.
I bet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Among the team, among the organizational people, because I know just being in the press box and stuff, you're dealing with the organization. What were, like, how... were they reacting just to finally, you know, not to mention you break the 11-game losing streak, but you had to do it in extras. So This thing was tight. And you're about to go to L.A., where the Dodgers are pretty damn good. What is the sense of relief for them, dude?
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, we're talking with one of the guys before that 11th inning, and he's like, oh, he's going to come through. Ryan Lutis comes in, and he got his first career win yesterday. They just claimed him, I think, off of waivers from the Dodgers not that long ago. And he gave up a run and was getting booed. The PR person was saying, oh, they're cheering for him. Lou!
That's a good attempt at PR right there.
But sure enough, just the relief from everybody. Just because, you know, JP, like, covering the team, I think so many people think you root against them for storylines. No, you don't. Like, you want that misery over with. And
anybody that thinks that's an idiot.
Yeah, so I think everyone in that press box was just so relieved that that's over with. They might go on another losing streak. Who knows? But at least that one's done with.
Hell, didn't they have a 7 or 8-gamer in April?
They had a 7-gamer in the month of May and still finished with a winning record.
Man. give me some James Wood comps. Talk dirty to me, Toby.
I mean, I don't know how you don't look at him and see 99 in pinstripes. I'm not saying that he's going to end up being him because he's so far and away the best hitter in baseball right now, even better than Ohtani. Like, if you just look at the numbers of Aaron Judge this year, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
it is ridiculous.
A dude that size, 6'7", 6'8", and such a simple, easy swing and such simple, easy power. Like, that's the comp. And I think, you know, maybe James Wood doesn't have the raw power of Aaron Judge, because when you think of the body types, Aaron Judge looks like he could play tight end in the NFL versus James Wood looks
Wood's
like
not
he's
jacked, but he's also so much younger.
Yeah,
he'll fill out.
Well,
you
James,
fill out. You filled out.
I definitely did. James looks like he could play small forward for the Wizards, is what he looks like. And so, you know, a little bit of different body types, but simple swings. James has more speed than Judge does. He can steal some bags. I think he's going to end up being better defensively. Maybe he just doesn't hit the 60 home runs like a Judge, but, I mean, he's already hit 20. He's on pace for over 40 this season. The only guys to do that in Nationals history, JP, are Bryce Harper and Alfonso Soriano. So he's already putting himself in rare air, and I think you can already make the argument that he's a top three, top four outfielder in the National League and probably top five outfielder in Major League Baseball already at this point in his career. So, you know, I saw MLB put out a video yesterday saying a superstar is emerging in D.C. I don't even think he's emerging anymore. Maybe people don't know about him, but he's already a superstar in my mind because of the numbers he's putting up.
Well, so a few things. One, the season Aaron Judge is putting together right now is just so ridiculous. So I'm just on Pro Baseball Reference, and I just went to, like, the leaders page, and Aaron Judge is leading the majors, not just the AL. He's leading the majors in wins above replacement, offensive war, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, on-base plus slugging. I mean, the numbers are just completely bananas. But I think what's so important, I mean, this is the kid's first year in the bigs. You know what I mean? Like, the first year starting in the bigs. Like, I know he came up last year, but he is in wins above replacement all. So this includes pitchers. He's eighth in baseball at 3.6. That, and now if you just go to position players, he's sixth. And this is happening while Aaron Judge is having a historic season. And the dude, Cal Raleigh, for Drabs Seahawks, I know they're the Mariners, but whatever. Like, that, Cal Raleigh's having, like, an incredible season. And then what's the kid with the Cubs, PCA or whatever?
Yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong.
What all those other teams are so much better, and they're getting protection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Wood is on an island, especially when it comes to the bat. It's exciting.
Well,
it's,
and I think
it's exciting.
To tie it here to Nationals baseball, you've had two real superstars as outfielders come through here, both as left-handed bats, and Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, coincidentally, both of them gone. But I think Wood has a little bit of both of those guys, and that the power that Harper brought was just so evident right away. And I think you see that with James Wood. But the thing that Soto brought was that incredible eye at the plate.
Yeah,
James Wood has that. Now, he's got more strikeouts than Soto, and that's going to be a part of his game just because he's so big and his strike zone's so big.
And he's more of a power guy, too.
Yeah, but his eye is so incredible. I think there was one earlier in the game where he got a little bit lucky on one that was called a ball that might have been a strike. I think that was the one that he hit earlier for the home run. But that's the kind of stuff that his ability to spit on pitches, to get the ones that he likes, and then be able to drive it to any part of the field, it's just so special. Because usually you get a power guy like that, JP, you know, oh, okay, you're going to get that, but you're going to get X amount of strikeouts because he's just swinging at everything, and that's not the case for James.
They still mad at Soto up in Queens?
I think they've come around.
He is leading the majors in walks, which he's going to do every year. I mean, that guy, I think Soto, and the comps with Soto got crazy. Everybody's talking about Ted Williams and stuff. The one comp I think you can make with Soto, the best hitter, the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life is Barry Bonds. And obviously he became all juiced out and whatever. But throughout his career, even going back to the Pirates days when he was skinny and stealing bases, he had the best command of the strike zone I've ever seen. And never even like glanced at something that was outside of the zone. Like he was just beyond elite at that, and I think Soto might be the best since Barry in that regard. I don't know that – was last night Wood's first walk-off?
It was his second walk-off hit, first walk-off home run. He had one earlier this season where he got one through the infield and CJ scored from first base.
I remember that. Yeah. But his first walk-off home run.
Yes, first walk-off home run.
I think I'm prepared to do something, Toby.
What do you got?
I think – the girls need a James Wood t-shirt.
Love it.
I think right now they have matching Jaden Daniels t-shirts, and they wear them. I mean, my little one would wear it every day if we let her. I think James Wood might be t-shirt worthy, man.
I think so. I definitely think so. And the cool part is he's from the area, right? Like that. How cool
totally.
Is that? His family's at seemingly every single game. His family's involved with the community. Like, it's really, really cool that he's from this area and then dominating for the Nationals.
His father was at I saw his father at an event I did for the McBrien Foundation a couple weeks ago, and just couldn't have been cooler or nicer. And he's also – I mean, that dude must have been a hell of an athlete.
I believe he played – I think he played for the Richmond Spiders back in the day.
Okay, so he was a baseball guy too?
Basketball.
Basketball. Oh, University of Richmond. What's the minor league team called?
They're the Flying
Squirrels. They're the Squirrels. All right. I'm trying to buy a T-shirt here, and I now have some beef.
He was a starter. This is Kenny Wood. He was a starter on three men's basketball postseason teams, including the 91 squad that beat the second-seeded Syracuse Orange in the NCAA tournament. Scored 1,400
awesome.
Career points.
That's awesome. That's very cool. All right, Toby, we have a problem. this looks like a pretty big problem here. In youth T-shirts, like the T-shirt jerseys, they only sell C.J. Abrams. Unless there's another website, I'm on MLB Shop, like for the Nats.
Well, we might need to get that fixed.
Mark Lerner, you guys are broke, right? Sell some James Wood T-shirts. Like, maybe you can get some middle relievers. Sell the damn James Wood T-shirts. I'm sure that now, if Cody's listening, he's going to send me what's the website that they make fun of you about, Toby?
Which
like
one?
The knockoff eBay or whatever.
I'm not
China?
Even sure. Yeah, Temu.
Temu. I bet I can get a James Wood T-shirt on Temu, but it'll be like neon pink.
Yeah, Temu Wood jersey.
So my boy Patrick is showing me Breaking Tee is the best, and
yes.
Breaking Tee has good shirts, but I don't need like the. I'd like to be like innuendo free on T-shirts for my little girls. So we're not getting like the Got Wood T-shirt.
You don't want
here.
The We've Got Wood from the 106.7 The Fan Shop.
I love that. I love that on principle, just not for my two little angels. Does Breaking Tee have kids' shirts?
I'll have to see if maybe I can waddle over to the old team store today and see if they have
some. Gotta stop saying waddle, all right? I could maybe do that.
Maybe I can waltz over there.
Wood. Yeah, dude, are you going? I guess you're not going tonight because they're going out west for a week, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to Dodger Stadium tonight, JP.
That'd be cool if you did. Next time you're over there, or if somebody over there, maybe my man Kyle, if you have James Wood youth T-shirts, I will pay for them. I'm not trying to get them free. I will pay. Let me know. We got a fun show today. We have heard from Brian Mitchell, who is riding a bicycle from Union Market in Washington, D.C. to the Atlantic Ocean. I'm not exaggerating. The bike ride ends at the ocean. I think it ends at Dave Duber's beach house hotels, beach block party hotels. I mean, B's an absolute maniac, especially when you know what happened yesterday with Brian and I. That dude's motor is just simply unstoppable. We're going to get a B Mitch bike ride update. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. Here's how you know it's what day is it? June 20th. Today's guest, we're going to talk barbecue. We're going to talk high school basketball, and then Ben Standig. Toby, I don't know if you're aware of this. Ben Standig has like a side gig now where he is the foremost smash-and-grab crime reporter in all of Bethesda, Maryland. So we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on at West Bard Square.
Sick.
that's the kind of show we got on June 20th, Tobo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.